Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so excited to visit with you about you and the amazing person that you are. Let's talk today about your clarity. Thinking clearly and seeing clearly things as they really are could not be more important than it is right now. It's very difficult to know what we are good at, what we should let go of, what our main priorities should be, what the right answer is. Many times we're conflicted. So many things are coming at us from so many directions. I have coached individuals who are looking for the right answers about themselves, about their lives, and about their work. Many times the right answers are right there, inside them all the time. Have you ever had that experience? Have you ever felt that you really knew what the right answer was, but you had these nagging doubts? What if I'm wrong? What if someone else sees something I don't see? What if there's more information or more truth about this situation? If I only had that, maybe then I could take a step forward. Maybe then I'd feel differently. Maybe then I'd be super confident and just do it already. Whatever that thing is. Well, I'm here to tell you there's so much you can do to get this kind of clarity. The very first thing is self-awareness. Self-awareness is huge. It's a big area. It's all about who you are, your traits, your capacity, your abilities, your history, your emotions, all of those things. No one can be the expert on your self-awareness except for you. You see the inside and the outside of you. Of course, because you are you, you're very subjective about seeing yourself. Many times you have thoughts from the past that come in and actually stand as barriers to who you can become in the future. There is so much that we bring with us. There's so much we think about that can actually cause trouble for us as we're trying to see most clearly. I want to share with you today some very clear and effective ways to create better self-awareness so that you can become all that you want to be, so that you can be more confident, so that you are not relying on too many outside sources for the real truth that you have already going on the inside. So let's talk about five different ways that we can come to this realization and be more confident with you. The first one is a little bit contrary to my upbringing, and that is meditation. I come from a background where prayer would be the preferred method of focusing, connecting to a higher power, transcendence, and separating from all the competing priorities. But meditation also has benefits. Meditation, in its simplest form, is just the practice of improving your moment-by-moment awareness. It's about being present in the current moment and noticing the sensations and thoughts you're having right now. There are many meditation exercises you can do. I wear a Fitbit Charge on my wrist. It tracks all of my movements. It tracks my sleep. It does a lot of really great things. And one of the things it also has on it is a short relaxation button. So I can press this button and I could turn on the 2-minute relax track and it's going to buzz my wrist just to slow down my breathing. If I breathe at the speed of that exercise and I think about letting go of all the thoughts that are stressing me out and just close my eyes, that short meditation moment is very clarifying. It brings clarity to everything that's going on with myself and with everything outside of me. In a meditation exercise like this, we can consider what we really need to be focused on, what's working, what's getting in the way, and where we can just let go of things. There are so many things on our minds that don't need to be there. A short meditation can help. If you'll look in the podcast notes for this episode, you'll see links to a few of these resources, and they can help you with some guided practice. Second, make a list. There's a book out there called The Checklist Manifesto, and in it, It's discussed that these doctors or surgeons who are completing procedures have checklists and they do them thoroughly all the time. One of the reasons we use checklists is to depersonalize it and make things more objective. So when we have a checklist, no matter how many times we have done the thing, we can look it over again, add to it, subtract from it, and take the worry part off of our brains. I like to use an actual paper planner. I put my checklists in a physical notebook. I know other folks who really hate writing things down. Virtual tools are great for that. You can even dictate on a phone. You can use one of those devices like your Alexa at home. There are so many places and things that you can use as a tool for a checklist. In a Hanford Business Review article, Li Lu, the co-leader of the Tiananmen Square student demonstration and now a highly respected investor, is quoted talking about Benjamin Franklin. Apparently, Benjamin Franklin kept a balance sheet of the assets and liabilities of his personal traits. By writing these down, any new strength he thought he could learn from someone and self-perceived weaknesses, he focused on his net worth of character, growing himself over time. That's something we all can do about areas we would like to grow in, changes we'd like to make, but most importantly, our assets, the good things and the strengths we have that make us unique. So many high-end achievers and leaders that I've met with, that I know personally, and many that I've coached, have these problems not being able to clearly see their own strengths and understanding their limitations as well. We all need to know our strengths and limitations. A checklist or a balance sheet can help, but writing it down takes it away from the worry center and puts it into the place of action. Third, take psychometric tests. So I'm really a fan of this. My first and most favorite one is the exercise of determining your own values, coming up with really your top five values that sort of rule your world. Figuring out what you value most is really critical to your happiness because it drives most of your decisions. When your values are threatened, or if you work in a place where you can't really live those values, you're going to be unhappy. You're not going to know why until you identify what you actually care about and where you're not able to get those things. Psychometric tests could be things like personality profile. They could be aptitude tests of various kinds. I'm a big fan of the VIA Character Strengths Assessment. This one helps you to identify true character strengths that make you unique. And when you can identify your strengths, you can learn how to best utilize these and leverage them to become more successful in what you want to do. Chances are your character strengths actually line up to your values in some way. I also really condone personality profiling. I understand we're not all in a box. We're not necessarily a type. But what you can learn from a personality test, it really speaks volumes for what's going to work for you. A personality test like 16personalities.com, also listed and linked in the notes from this podcast, one of these can help you understand why certain things rub you the wrong way, why you seek out certain kinds of experience. There's another profile that can change over time. It's called the Enneagram. There's also a link to that in the podcast notes. This one actually helps you identify what you might be struggling with throughout your life that's kind of holding you back and what your tendencies might be. It gives you some insights and helps you to make some decisions. A fourth area for self-awareness is to ask people around you. You can get feedback from your peers, your friends, your mentors, your family members, your neighbors. You can ask them, what would you say is my best attribute? Or if I could only pick one goal to work on and I really need to fix like the biggest problem that I'm facing, what would that be? What would you say it is? What is overarching? Kind of hits me in every area. Of course, you want to be ready for that because sometimes what we hear is really not something we're ready to hear. So if you're going to ask friends, have an agenda, have your question formed carefully, and brace yourself. You might hear something you don't know about yet. And then lastly, get feedback at work. Someone I spoke to recently was very excited that they were planning to participate in the 360 feedback process in their workplace. That means their peers, their managers, their subordinates, all these people are going to give them feedback about what their strengths are, how they are as a manager, how they are as a leader, and where they can improve. This kind of feedback is usually based on some kind of assessment where survey responses are gathered, some free responses as well. And all of that feedback is gathered for like three or more people, so it doesn't really specifically identify exactly who gave it, but you can get a sense of really how you're showing up, or at least how other people are experiencing you. And when you see themes coming up again and again from one person to the next, it's probably true. These things are listed in detail in a Harvard Business Review article. I've also linked that in the podcast notes in case you're interested in further reading, as well as many different assets that I've provided for you. You can click and you can try them out and get a really better sense of who you are. What do you bring to the table that you can know, really, these are things that make me who I am. They make me unique, and I can be the expert on this area of my life and stop leaning on everyone else to tell me what am I good at, what am I not. This will give you confidence. It will help you to move forward and let go of some of the conflict within, and it will help you also to be able to take comments people give you with a grain of salt, so to speak, or rather in context. Well, I hope you will enjoy exploring greater self-awareness this week. Here's to being the best version of you. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.